Avos, Perikei, Mishnah Tezayin. The next three Mishnahs are not number-based. We've been dealing with the number 4 after 10, 7, and 4. In Mishnah Yutes, we're going to go back to the number 3, which is really where Maseches Avos started. The first Memra, which from the Tkufas HaTanoim of Bayi Sheini, was the Memra of Shimon HaTzadik, Al Shlosh Dvarim Olam Oymid. So it could be that that's related to that. But over here, the Mishnah doesn't say a number. But it's possible that there is really a number, even though it's not Mefurish. The number 4 that we've been describing is really 2 times 2. In all the Mishnayos that we had, in all the Arba Midos, and the 4 types in each one of the different categories, there was always 2 extremes, a Rasha and a Tzaddik, or a Meshubach with a Maguna, and something, 2 Midos that were in the middle. So it could be that the number 4 has a certain element of 2 couples of 2. Each one being a pair, which is a Dova V'Fuchoi, times 2. In one spectrum, that creates the number 4. Look at the Mishnah in front of us. Kol Ava Shitluya B'Dovar, Botla Dovar B'Tela Ava. The Mishnah now is describing a process which is true in life, it's true in Ruchnius, it's true in Gashmius. An Ava that's Tluya B'Dovar, which is usually a Dova Gashmi, for instance, a marriage which is based on what am I going to get out of it? What self-gratification am I going to fill by being in this relationship? Botel Dovar B'Tela Ava. And that's why so many marriages in the outside world break up. Their Ava Shi Tluya B'Dovar is that the marriage is based on physical attraction, or it's based on interest that one pursues with a wife together. Person gets married, and the basis of the relationship is they enjoy reading together, enjoy playing tennis together, they enjoy going skiing together. No, what happens 10 years later? Somebody's not anymore in skiing shape with his 2 children. What happens then? It was an avat luy bedover. Samila botla dover betelo avo. The only Ava, which is existential, and it's a Dova Nitzchi, is Ava v'she'ena tlui b'dova, ena b'tei lo'ilam, it's a Dova Nitzchi. Ezi Ava tlui b'dova, the Mishnah gives an example, who Avas Amnon v'tomor. Amnon had a very strong desire to marry Tomor. Amnon was the son of David HaMelech, Tomor was also a daughter of David HaMelech, by the way, it should have been Issachar, it's also in Sanhedrin, that deals with that since Tamar was the daughter of David HaMelech from Eishes Yifas Toya, so Mela, they didn't have a din of Kroivim. That's why they were Mutarim Zelazel. Lamaisa, Tamar didn't want to marry Amnon. Amnon very strongly wanted to marry Tamar. Lamaisa, after he was Baalel, he was then filled with a very strong loathing, a sinner towards her. What does that mean? That means it was something that drove him Meshuga, but at the end of the day, it was Tluya Bidovar. So it was Tluya Bidovar, has no lasting kiyum. What we said before, avashen etluy bedover, by a marriage, doesn't have to behechrach turn to a sinner. The case of Amnon and Tomor is a very strong example, because over there, the pasuk is mavur, that he was soine oisa mo'oid. The very opposite, the polar opposite, that she'en etluy bedover, zu avas David v'yonison. And this is the avtayra that we read every Erev Rosh Chodesh, where the Haftarah Mocha Chodesh seems to be the Haftarah of, just happens to be over there, incidentally, that the Suda that was made with Shaul then gave voice to his suspicion that David was going to take over his Malchus, it happened to have been that that was Mocha Chodesh. But the truth of the matter is that it goes a lot deeper than that. We'll say quickly of art. It's interesting, the Mishnah talks about Avas David V'Yenis, and what we're going to say is Be'etzim found in the Sefer Avas Yonison, which is a Sefer on the Avtoris, from the Rebbe of Yonison, of Yonison Abishitz. And he explains that Avas David V'Yonison was a fundamental bris kruso ben Shneim, and it was fakert from Tlui B'Dovah. Yonison knew that if David is Roy LaMalchus, Malchus has to go to Yehuda, which means that David will take over his future. If his father was the king, Yonison was the heir apparent, and Faket, David is going to take over. It was not only not Tluya B'Dovah, it was the opposite. It was Tluya for something that was the opposite of dova of his personal considerations. And that's why the Ava was so strong, which means there was an Ava Ruchnis. David and Yonason saw each other as companions, and they were Kairis Bris, and they had a Kesh and Nitzchi. So the Rebbe of Yonason explains that we could ask ourselves, what would have been, Shaul was anointed to be Mashiach, Melech Hashem, and if he's a Melech, there's no such thing as a Melech that doesn't give over Malchus to his son. So what would have been, if Shaul wouldn't have been Choyte by the Maisa with Shmuel, with Agog, what would have been the future of Shaul? Haloi, Malchus has to go to David, has to go to Yehuda. And he explains that there would have been similar concept to what we find, like a Mishnah Lamelech, which is really what we find, the concept of Malchus. Of Yehuda is a permanent Malchus. Yehuda was the Melech Ben Achim, but Yosef is also a Melech. How do we stem those two? And that was really, the Shlach HaKadosh has Narichus, that was the whole back and forth between Yosef and the brothers. They passed on him that he was a Merid B'Malchus. Why? Because he saw himself as Melech. He was, but in Mitzrayim, which is where his Malchus came to fruition, he was a Mishnah LaMelech. That means he was the Pnei HaMelech, he was like the Sara HaChutz. The power behind the throne, or the power of the throne, which was behind Yosef, was Paroi. Yosef's role, and this is really the relationship of Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, is to represent the Malchus, to be Ke'ilu, the active face of the Malchus, without taking away from where the Malchus really is. There would have been some type of Shlemustik of Malchus that would have been a combination of Shaul being the Mishnah LaMelech, with the Beis David, with Yehuda, being the Melech in fact. David and Yonason saw that for the Shlemus and Tikkun HaOlamos, Be'etzem what was needed was two Malchuyos. There needs to be a Malchus of Shaul, which is Mikoyach, Malchus of Yosef. Shaul's from Binyamin, Binyamin goes together with Yosef. And at the same time, the ultimate Malchus is Malchus of David, Malchus of Yehuda. And each one doesn't take away from the other one. That's Avash and Tli B'David, because it was a David Nitzchi. The reason why this is the Haftarah Mocha Chodesh is because Rosh Chodesh every month is Mesakin, what we call Pegimas HaLevono, which has its source in the original, when Rashi brings in the fourth day of Maaseh Bereishis, where the Levono said to the Rebbeinu Shlom, Ein Shtei Melochim Mishtamshim B'Kesa Echo, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, L'chi Umiyati Atzmech, and every Rosh Chodesh there's that Levono, which is completely Nismayit, and then it's Nizgadol. That's the Simon of Malchus Beis David, is Levono. Shem Asidim, L'schadish Kamoisu, L'for, L'yotzim, Al-Shem Kvayin Malchusoy. And the Shlemus of the Cham and the Levono together, without any interest, without any negius, is the Ava of David Yonason, the ultimate Ava, Shein Etluyo, B'Dov. Mishnu Yudzayin, Ko Machloikis Yil L'Shem Shamayim, Soifel L'Skayim. A Machloikis, which its purpose is to reach the truth, Soifel L'Skayim. The machloikis will be niskayim. Doesn't sound like a very positive thing. Why would anybody want that machloikis shouldn't be resolved? It should be niskayim. We'll see the example. The she'enu l'shem shamayim, the etzem machloikis will die out. There won't be sefer l'skayim. The mission is tamua. L'chayra machloikis l'shem shamayim. Ultimately, the two sides will find their way to the truth, to harmony, and they'll make a compromise or whatever. If it's a machloikis, it's not l'shem shamayim. They'll keep on fighting until they destroy each other. Look what the Mishnah says. Ezi machloikis yil l'shem shamayim, zu machloikis hillel v'shamay. The machloikis, which is l'shem shamayim, means that it's a machloikis ultimately of two bati midrashim, two g'day le'olam, two bati midrashim, g'day le'olam, getting at the truth. And therefore, even though machloikis was resolved, beis shamay b'mokim beis hillel ene Mishnah, afilohochi for all posterity, we always record beis shamay with beis hillel together. We haven't forgotten about Beis Shammai. Not only that, Beis Shammai is mentioned first. Divrei Beis Shammai, and only then we bring Divrei Beis Hillel. So Divrei Beis Shammai is mentioned as much as we mention Beis Hillel. It's as much part of Torah as Divrei Beis Hillel. It's a machloikus, that's L'shem Shammayim. It's Seifel Eskayim as a Dove Nitzchi. The machloikus, which is Einu L'shem Shammayim, Zu machloikus Koyach V'chol Adosoi. They fought about power. They also fought about ideas. K'yadua from the Machshav V'svarim. And Lamaisa, nothing is left of it. The school of thought, whatever that was of Korach v'Adosoi, there's nothing left of it. V'chol Adosoi Pashtus means Dosan Aviron, the Reish Nun Anoshim, when Pashas Koyach is a Dava Bita Matoiv. You look on the side of the Mishnah, there's a pirush called Zera Emes. It's from the brother-in-law of the Maral. It's mostly Alpi Derech HaEmes, Alpi Tsoid. And he explains over there that Koyach Vadosan, this really goes to what Rashi says, Ma Ro Koyach Bishtu Zu, that he saw Shalshalas Gedeli Yoitzim Imenu, is he explains that Koyach gave preference to Midas Hadin. Korach felt that Midas HaChesed has to be toffel to Midas Hadin, which is true loss and lovoy, like the Rebbeinu Shem wanted to create the world. Midas Hadin, Rosh Ein Oyle Yochel Leskayim, Si Vashitva Midas HaRachmim, Midas HaRachmim, Midas HaChesed has his gabrus over Midas Hadin. In Korach's worldview, Midas Hadin should have preference and precedence over Midas HaRachmim. The Zeremes relates the machloikis of Korach Vadosoi to the machloikis of Shammai Vehil. Shammai also, ki yadua, the halacha brought in Arizal that Shammai, the halacha will be kemoisei loss and love. Why? Because the school of Beis Shammai is representative of Midas Hadin. The school of Beis Hillel is representative of Midas HaChesed. And therefore, the Midas Hadin will have his Gabrus Loss of Love, but today's world, and the world that we live in until Loss of Love, until Tchiz HaMeisim, Midas HaChesed, Midas HaRachm has to have precedence. So, Memel, the Haloch is like Beis Hillel, but it's Seifel Eskayim. So, these are not two disparate Machloikism, but they're two levels of the same Machloikis. One is Seifel Eskayim because it was Kula L'Shem Shemaim. One was fueled Lamaisa by the Eitz Ahara, by Midas Royce.